8 weeks or so, let me just put these papers over there. There they are. For the last 8 weeks or so, we've been hearing from doctors, scientists and experts from all of our amazing academic institutions here in the city. And they've been instrumental in just ensuring that you get the facts, you get the truth, the facts during these strange days, particularly the people from Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine have been a great help. Although many have been dealing directly with coronavirus, there's also so many who've just continued to research and work towards solving the world's other issues, because the world is still spinning and the other issues are still carrying on. Good to speak again to Dr. Lee Haynes, who's a postdoctoral researcher at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Lee's with us now. Hiya, Lee. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony, and hello, listeners.
How's life changed for you? Because you've been one of our regular sci-fi guests for a couple of years now, and then all of a sudden it's all changed. How's your working day changed with everything that's gone on?
Oh, first of all, I'm not in the studio with you, which is kind of sad. I'm just sitting here chatting. How has it changed? You know, it's changed a lot. I still have to go in and feed insects because they're hungry, and the other people have to go in and feed the snakes. But in general, I would say that my life has slowed down in ways and sped up in others.
Mm. I know what your specialist field is, but there may be many people listening who don't. Just explain what your regular day job was and is before all this.
Before? I'm a vector biologist, so I study insects that spread diseases. And I work in a lab. I do a little bit of teaching. I communicate with the public. And I guess the most important part is I get to experiment with insects and how they spread disease.
Which is very important, of course it is. And so you mentioned to me before, you know, you still need to go in to feed the insects because they're hungry, because they need to be there. You need to keep them alive so you can study them. That's the whole point.
Exactly. I mean, particularly with insects that have a difficult time being reared, like tsetse flies and sand flies, they have a very long life cycle. You can't just let them die. It'll take far too long to rejuvenate the research when we return.
And how far along the line have you got over the years with what you've studied? And there's an important reason why you do this. It's about saving lives.
It is. It's about saving lives and having some insight on how we can better implement changes that aren't even behaviors in people that can help save lives.
It's not all work. You've found yourself providing wholesome hot meals for others too. You've been juggling here. You've been spinning plates.
You have an informer. Yes, because I realize when you have to slow down and do walking, that's one of the big things. You have to walk to work now. And that's a 4.5 mile journey, but it's a walk through Toxteth, and I love Toxteth, so it's really lovely to do in the morning and evening. But it also means that I interact more with my community, and you see people who have needs, and a bowl of soup can change someone's day dramatically. So I always make more and then can distribute to people, not necessarily just soup, but cake and whatever.
When are you walking down Hanover Street next? You know, because, you know, we wouldn't mind a bit of soup and a bit of cake in the studio.
You know, I haven't been down Hanover in 8 weeks.
Well, I know, because you've been regularly one of our guests. But when it's all over, we'll see you again. It's a good point that you make, though, isn't it? Because over the past 8 weeks or so, we've had to slow down. We can't be running here, there and everywhere. Oh, I'll go into town because I'll have a mooch. I'll do a bit of shopping. We've had to change the way we live our lives. And for some people, it's been difficult. But for many people, it's been a good thing.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, for me, it's made me pause. And being a scientist does not define who I am. And that is very important. I am a human and I'm interacting with other humans. But when that's taken away, you have to find creative ways to engage.
And of course, I mentioned in my introduction there that the world has kept on spinning and all of the other problems that we have in the world have kept on going. And I know we've had the magnifying glass and the whole of the media and pretty much everybody has been COVID-19 and coronavirus. But, you know, this is part of nature, isn't it?
The virus.
Indeed.
It is. It is, unfortunately. But we are smart and we're resilient and we find ways to get through this, even though it's a virus.
We've spoken to your colleagues at the School of Tropical Medicine, University of Liverpool, John Moores, you know, and we always make a point of being amazed how it's all come together and everybody's worked together for the greater good. And one thing that has come out of the conversations that we've had, and you've just hit the nail on the head there, we will get through this. And that's important to flag up, isn't it? Because it's easy to get lost in the woe of it all, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, I think I'm a strong believer in adversity really does make us stronger. And I think we will come out better at the end for those of us that aren't suffering from grief and losing people. That's never recoverable. But who we are and how we interact and how we view our lives, and now we've had a chance to stop and go, how difficult is my life? Are there things that I should change to make healthier changes? I think this is good.
I think a lot of people will agree. Lee, listen, we're going to have to go because we got the news, and I've got to find out what's the recipes today, what's the cake, and what's the soup of the day?
I think the soup of the day is kindness, Tony. You have to be kind.
Oh, love it.
You have to be calm, and you have to be safe.
That sounded like we rehearsed that. What's the soup of the day? The soup of the day is kindness. And we didn't rehearse that at all.
No, listen, we didn't.
Lovely to hear you again, Lee. Thank you very much indeed. And and in better days, we'll meet again. We'll get you back in the studio. Lovely to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, stay safe, Tony.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. I'm going to take that for the day. What's the soup of the day? The soup of the day is kindness. Brilliant.